Hi, my name is David Hernandez.
I'm an American-Belgian artist, I would say. I've been living in Belgium for over 25 years in the Marolles, so I consider myself Bruxellois. I've been based here, an international artist traveling and doing different things in many disciplines, from music to theater to dance and performance.
Me and the sunset sing.
I think Brussels is this very cosmopolitan island in the middle of the country that is Belgium. I enjoy spaces like this because they feel a little bit outside of the kind of black and white of nations. And since I have been a world traveling performer for most of my life, I don't really understand these ideas of nationalism, etc. I feel like a world citizen, even though that sounds super cliche. And I think that a city like Brussels is very indicative of this kind of population, a really mix of many different kinds of people, at the same time with a long history. In the beginning when I came here, it actually coming from the States, where the kind of art that I do is very, very meagerly supported, if at all, a certain promised land for artists. How do I characterize my work? That's maybe something that's been kind of confusing to people, because when I was living in the States, maybe this is the best way to explain it, I was lucky enough to be able to do a lot of different things, so I didn't have to wait tables in a cafe in order to be an artist. That felt like a necessity at the time, so I was working a bit in commercials, television, music videos, acting, singing, dancing, singing in opera and in jazz and radio commercials, etc. And what I realized later was that I was actually happy doing all of these different things, that I was somebody who had heard my whole life, jack of all trades, master of none, which I never adhered to, and it took a lot more work living kind of three or four careers and lives at the same time, but it's actually where I feel best.
Be the sunset, one for keeping.
For Colored Swans, we're definitely diving into my heritage and using that as a kind of foundation for a lot of things. Not necessarily to exemplify my heritage as more important or less important than anyone else, but as a start to a discussion that we kind of want to have. This performance I would call it a mixed media performance. There's video, there's dance, there's text and storytelling, I'm singing. It's a mix of a lot of different things, which, as I explained earlier, is quite indicative of who I am as an artist, and I think for that reason they're very personal. Moya or myself don't necessarily want to get a job because she's South African or because I'm gay or Latino or mixed race or whatever. And at the same time, to embrace this subject from that point of view, I think gives a little twist on it, because we're trying to create an experience for people that not only makes them see this performance, but makes them reflect on their own position within this cosmopolitan world we're living in, and using as a diving board our personal stories in order to just offer up a situation where we all reflect on not only where we came from, but how we have to coexist. Get away from the rhetoric as much as possible and talk, just go simple. So like, this is my story, this is how I can connect to certain issues through what I've lived, and that's all I can do.